Well, let me break in for you. Here is another candidate.
Okay.
They have interviewed. Texans interviewing Vikings assistant offensive coordinator / assistant quarterback coach Grant Yudinski, per league sources.
Assistant quarterback coach?
Assistant offensive coordinator, assistant quarterbacks coach.
So he's assistants to an assistant.
I'm guessing he's probably assistant to Kevin O'Connell. I bet you Kevin O'Connell is maybe the OC. I'm trying here.
No, Grant. Then it would be he's the offensive coordinator then. Because Kevin O'Connell's the head coach.
Maybe Kevin's right? Giving himself head coach and OC.
Let me see. I'll let you know.
I'm trying. Damn. No, Grant Yudinski. The latest. Minnesota. They've had a great offense. What they did with Sam Darnold. As he worked with them. Please tell me he's assisting.
No, Wes Phillips is the offensive coordinator in the
Okay.
Right. Well, I don't know. He was arrested. He got Wes. Oh, Wes, I stumbled on something here. Old Wes Phillips, he got arrested for misdemeanor DWI in 2023. They fire him after that?
Maybe. But that's the next one. I'll be honest, it's the first time I've heard of Grant. OGU! Grant Yudinski. First time I've heard of him, but he will be interviewed on Friday.
Wes made the cut. He got through the DWI situation. Wes is their OC.
Wes is their OC. So he's the assistant to him, an assistant. Quarterbacks coach.
I think it's Wesley Wade Phillips. Is that Wade Phillips' son?
I don't know. Holding a lot there. That is the latest there. Also, held news. Who news? Bets. Alfred Şengün makes the All-Star team.
Hey, Houston fans. How
about that?
I am so happy.
About that? There you go. He is a reserve. He makes the All-Star team. And I'm going to assume this is first one.
First one of many.
Many, huh? There we go. Makes this first All-Star team, so good for him. Look out for Amen Thompson. It feels like he's going to be a mainstay there as well. Wow. So that is the latest there. Good for Şengün as the Rockets will look to take on. We've lost Clint right now. It is becoming comical right now.
I mean, it's comical is the right way to put it. I mean, we're in the business of interviewing anybody in any system. That is the Kubiak-Shanahan system.
And others.
Well, the others, it's clearly an open search. I would like those guys to be mixed in. Like, here's the deal. The Detroit Lions just hired as their passing game coordinator?
Yeah, Shaw, head coach at Stanford.
David Shaw. Yeah. I mean, and look, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, the Stanford offenses don't turn me on to the teams.
He was a hot candidate at one point.
But I mean, that is a you walk in the room, that everybody gonna know who that dude is. Like, we're talking about the guy in Minnesota that's not even doesn't like it's an offensive mind, offensive play calling head coach, and he still doesn't have the OC title. I mean, he's buried in their system. He's got assistant in front of his name in two different roles. He's literally sitting. This dude is literally sitting in a room.
Coming up.
He is literally sitting in a room with an offensive coordinator. He's the assistant offensive coordinator.
Coming up.
I mean, what are we
doing? Area 45. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Byron on the ones and twos. Chris, hit us with your real quick with your best bets tonight.
All right. So my best bets for tonight are going to be Jalen Green over 22.5 points. Rockets money line. It's at plus money. No Ja Morant, you got to take that.
Yeah, that's especially getting that now, yeah.
Yeah, and then Paolo Banchero over 22.5 points. Last time he played against the Trailblazers, he had an off night. I think tonight handles business.
That's stealing.
And then Donovan Mitchell over 4.5 assists. Past three games, he's gone over this. And then I like the Magic spread.
Yeah, I like.
Five.
Yeah, I like the Jalen is a pretty good one. That's low up Banchero. That just seems like stealing right there.
Yeah.
Blazers, I don't get that one. That's interesting. All right. Well, I guess Clint, you're ready for tomorrow. It's Grant Yudinski. So I promise to God, I was trying, Chris, I swear, for the last several days, I've been trying to, like, all right, No, maybe they have a plan, and this is a part of their plan. And when you get down to date,
you see, I thought the same thing when they were.
Get down to day four, Chris, and you get, as Clint so eloquently stated, a guy who has assisted in two different categories on the offense. Seems like he's real close to just offensive assistant as opposed to.
Not real close. It's in his title, not once, but twice. I mean, it's in both of his titles.
Well, at least there's some guys that are just offensive assistant. He at least is assistant OC and assistant.
I mean, I just hope, like hell, when the hire's made, it's one of those that, like, hey, man, there's three dudes that they interviewed as a head coach gig that are coming on the staff.
That's on the staff. That's got to be, right? It's got to be.